Family members, wives, and mothers joined local veterans in a remembrance of the lives lost in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last two decades, something which Cheryl Lankford said she must do, even if it's hard.
Absolutely. We have to raise awareness to let people who have not experienced this know that Memorial Day is more than just a picnic, but it's a time to honor those people who have protected the freedoms that we sometimes take for granted. We need to make sure that they understand that we value their life's work.
Lankford lost her husband, Command Sergeant Major Jonathan Lankford, who died while serving in Iraq with the 79th Ordnance Battalion out of Fort Sam Houston. He was 42.
He was an E-9 Command Sergeant Major, and he served in the military for 23 years.
Kimberly Raritan says it's hard for her, too, but she has come to this event every year for 8 years, ever since losing her 20-year-old son to the war.
I'm here in honor of my son, Lance Corporal Ronald Dane Raritan, and he was killed 2005, January 26, in Iraq. He was a Marine.
The Defense Department reported this week that 2,182 military members from Bexar County have died as a result of the fighting in Afghanistan. According to a count by the San Antonio Express News, 195 members of the military from South and Central Texas have lost their lives. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.